This week on iRadio's Group Chat Business Spotlight, we're looking at a startup with a deeply personal mission behind it. Trust Dish was founded by father-daughter duo Shannon and Sean O'Reilly. Inspired by Rachel, Shannon's sister and Sean's daughter, who lives with a severe peanut allergy and has faced multiple life-threatening reactions when eaten out, they set out to tackle a problem that affects thousands of people every day. Unreliable and unclear allergen information in food settings. Trust Dish is all about changing that, making dining safer, more transparent and more inclusive for people with food allergies. I'm joined now by Shannon to discuss the journey. Shannon, welcome to the show. Delighted to be talking to you. Take me back to the beginning. What was the exact moment that you realised there was this real gap in allergen safety and communication in the food industry?
So I grew up working in my own family's food business. So all our lives, it's kind of a deli food truck kind of, it's a forecourt basically is what I grew up working in. And my whole life we had allergen booklets. That was our way of communicating allergens to our customers. And it was something that we really always cared about because my sister Rachel, and obviously my parents' daughter, had a severe peanut allergy. And she had almost died five times, was standing outside of the home. And it was just something that was so frustrating for us. And she'd never eat out in delis herself, or she'd find it hard to eat out in restaurants because the more you go into, you know, every restaurant's different. Some restaurants have different symbols on their menus. Others have different numbers. And the numbers are always different. Like peanuts could be number 6 in one restaurant. You go into another one tomorrow and it could be number 8. It's really frustrating. And it just wasn't user-friendly. At the same time, we found that, like, if, you know, chefs are changing their ingredients every day if they do a daily special. If they're, let's just say there's a veg soup and they have some left over, they might add some cream to it and make a cream of veg tomorrow. And that those allergens aren't being updated, and that's why the reactions are happening. So we just found that so frustrating, and no one's going to the effort of, well, you couldn't blame them anyway, to reprint menus every time you change. It's really, really costly every time you change an ingredient. So I was doing a master's in food business and innovation in UCC, and I'd carry out a big research project. And at the time I was working in a multinational company in Dublin, and I saw that on a larger scale, this was also a problem. It wasn't just a small problem that we were facing every day. And I was like, there has to be some better solution out there for both the customer to access live allergen information, but at the same time, make it easier for businesses to update their allergen information really easily and without having to reprint their menus every time they do it. And did a lot of research into it, saw that the gap was huge. There was no kind of solution out there. And yeah, I spent ages researching. And then I carried out, I did the Ignite Incubator Program, which was part of UCC. There I kind of learned how to turn the idea into a business, which was really exciting. And I'm very grateful for that. And from there, we kind of, I suppose, kicked it off. Trustish was born. And I was just determined to come up with some type of solution that would make lives safer and easier for the customer and for food businesses.
So what exactly does Trust Dish do differently compared to the traditional allergen charts or menus that we are familiar with, things you've mentioned there?
So I suppose there's two elements to it. There's the customer-facing element of it. So if you go into a forecourt, so like your Spar, Centra, what you'll see, instead of your current, I suppose, your allergen folder that you would have had before, that's no one would ever use and it's really hard to find items, you would have a tablet. So this tablet is a Trustish tablet. All you do is select your allergy and it'll filter the menu based on what you personally can and can't have. So you can go through your hot counter, your cold counter, your bakery, everything's on it. And at the same time, we also have an app for the customer. So all the customer has to do is create a profile, select the exact as many allergies as they want or they have, and they can go into a restaurant that is a Trustish member. And in there, they'd have a QR code maybe on their menu or somewhere on the table that they scan. And again, they can filter the menus, and that information behind that is live. So the second element of it is that restaurants and food businesses get this back office platform that is really, really super easy to use, and they can update allergens literally at the click of a button. We've made it we've kind of made it down to as easy as sending a WhatsApp message. There's only three clicks of the screen, and it's just super easy. And you're always compliant with it, so it just makes life easier for both I suppose both parties involved. Yeah. And the one big thing that I found when speaking to people with allergies is they don't, you know, they don't want hassle, they don't want fuss, they don't want to be looked upon differently. So it's being able to do it with discretion without having to ask that waiter, waitress, who they might be a young 16-year-old part-time staff who, you know, they aren't trained to the level that, you know, you'd want them to be, and staff turnover is so high. So it kind of eliminates all that and, yeah, allows you to find things really quickly and easily.
I know that you talk about giving people with allergies a voice and all of this. What does that look like in practice? I imagine that's a big part of it, what you just mentioned there.
Yeah, so like there's over 500,000 people in Ireland that have a food allergy or intolerance. And again, from speaking to this community, a lot of them don't like dining outside of the home. It's so hard. Even my sister will find that the hardest part was actually moving to college, because going out with your friends and you're trying to impress them, trying to make new friends, and you don't want to say you have an allergy, and you don't want to say, well, I can't go to that place because you know they can't cater for me. I can't go to that restaurant because I don't want to make a fuss. What if the waiter doesn't know and everyone, I get really embarrassed. There's that element of it. And at the moment, again, from speaking to two people, they just feel like they're looked down on. And we've all been on a plane where they announced that someone on board has, you know, a peanut allergy or a nut allergy. And like, I know from my sister's experience, like she can get dirty looks if they know that she's the person. Like it's really, really hard, and has an overall huge mental effect that people don't understand. And I think it's just trying to allow them to live a normal life like everyone else. Just because you have an allergy doesn't define who you are. So yeah, it's just trying to, I suppose, that extra tool to allow you to dine out safer, with discretion, and feel like included just like everyone else.
Yeah, and empowered when you're organizing. Yeah, because I can imagine it'd be really, really tricky, and to be able to trust, and the stress of all, I suppose that's why Trust Dish is the name of your brand. But when you've been actually building Trust Dish, what was the biggest challenge in building something that's dealing with both technology and food safety compliance here?
Well, first of all, I had no background in technology, and it was really, really scary because I didn't know where to begin. And that's why I think the Ignite program was really beneficial to me, that incubator program, because I was really lucky to find really good developers, HST Solutions in Dublin, who actually the owner's son actually has an allergy himself. So he totally got it. So got what we were trying to develop, which made it so much easier. But just networking and being on that journey, I think, made the whole tech experience far easier. But there is, you are learning something new every day, and especially with AI and everything, it's you have to adapt with the times every single day, and there's things you want to add every day, and it can definitely be scary. And then going into that world and not being able to speak their languages, as in the tech language, is really, really hard. So it's so important you find the right team, which I was very lucky to do. And again, that's only down to networking, speaking to other people who've been on the same, you know, similar journeys. But in terms of the food safety, I was very lucky, I suppose, from my own family background. Kevin works with us. He's been a chef for over 25 years, and it was something that really, really frustrated him. And he worked with a lady before by the name of Mary Daly, who owned the Food Safety Company of Ireland. And I suppose she was able to advise us from the beginning. And we worked with EHOs, environmental health officers, throughout. And we also had that, I suppose, access to them from them coming into our own shops, and they kind of opened doors for us. And yeah, it was definitely a learning curve. But food safety is adapting all of the time, and it's really frustrating because people don't get allergies. They think if you have no experience of having a family member or having allergies yourself, they tend to think it's just a rash, or, you know, people are overreacting. They're just looking for attention. And it's really, really frustrating. People don't realize that you can actually die from a tiny piece of food.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of
the journey. Yeah. About how they married together. Tell me, what would you like to see for the future of Trustish now? Have you any plans over the next little while?
Yes. So the biggest plan this year is to get into the UK. The UK is, I suppose, there's a huge market there, and there's Natasha's Law, which we actually met. I don't know if you're familiar with Natasha's Law. There, Natasha, Edna and LaPerouse died a few years ago whilst she had boarded a plane, and she had taken a Pret a Manger sandwich, and there was no sesame, which she was allergic to, declared on the sandwich. And she took a bite, unfortunately, in the air on the plane, and she died on the plane. So this law is that all prepackaged food items have to display allergens, which you think they would have to do, but they weren't doing before. So we actually met with her parents 2 weeks ago now, and we were over at the Allergy and Free From event in Birmingham, which is so important. It's so important that anybody thinking of starting a business go to these type of events that are in your sector, because you learn so much, especially in abroad travel, and because other countries, I thought that the UK would be much further ahead with, they might already have technology like this out there, but they don't, they're looking for a solution. But we, from what we've learned is, from talking to customers the whole time, what people actually want. So listen to your customers. What we're developing at the moment is another part of the app, which again, you can select your allergies, basically pick up any food item that you find on a grocery shelf and scan it, and it'll tell you if it's safe for you or not. So anywhere around the world. So it gives you that, I suppose, that extra bit of confidence when grocery shopping, and or if you're catering for someone else that's coming over that might have an allergy or an intolerance. It's just giving people that extra tool when I suppose to other elements of their life, not only eating out but shopping and stuff. There's so much we want to do, but I think the UK is the first place we want to get to.
For sure. And I'm looking forward to seeing everything that comes this year from that. And before I let you go, Shannon, where can we find you online, in the App Store, places like that, if people want to trust as you go?
Thank you. We are, our app is available on Apple and Android, and we'd love you to follow us on our socials, on our TikTok. Again, it's just called Trustish. Instagram and our Facebook page would be amazing.
Well, Shannon, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and the very best of luck with everything that's to come with Trustish over the next couple of months.
Appreciate it, Valerie. Thank you very much.